Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
Now welcome to Time Out for Music. Boris Christoph, one of the greatest operatic singers ever, was born on the 18th of May 1914 in Plovdiv, southern Bulgaria. Let us remind you that he is one of the personalities featuring on the 2014 cultural calendar of UNESCO. His 100th birth anniversary is celebrated across the world with countless events, especially in the days surrounding the 18th of May. Next, an aria of Mephistopheles from the opera Mephistophele by Arrigo Boito in the rendition of Boris Christoph.
Atmosfera mia vital, ciò che chiamassi, ciò che chiamassi peccato, ciò che chiamassi peccato, ciò che chiamassi peccato.
Poco andrà la sua tensa, verso il sole sulla terra, distrazio,
most of our compatriots, Boris Christoph's voice is the one that blesses Bulgaria in the first minutes of the new year, every year. The voice that makes a wish for prosperity and health. The voice that prays to God for Bulgaria. The latter phrase is the title of the documentary film aired by the Bulgarian National Television on the night of the 18th of May. It includes a previously unknown interview with Boris Christoph made during the maestro's last visit to this country by journalist Nevena Kuralova. It represents a sincere account of the dramatic twists in his eventful life after the communist regime took over in this country and the singer was denied access to his motherland for more than 20 years. The story goes about his return and the memorable recording session of Orthodox Christian chants at St. Alexander Nevsky Cathedral in Sofia that he made jointly with the church choir and the Bulgarian chapel choir.
Today the monument to Boris Christov symbolically faces the cathedral. On the day of his birth, flowers and wreaths were laid there and a liturgical service was held in the presence of Bulgarian Patriarch Neophyt, state and government officials. The Gusla choir, in which the great singer had been chorister, performed his favorite song based on a Bulgarian folk melody. On the same day in Plovdiv, the hometown of Boris Christov, his memory was honored with a unique choral concert. 100 Bulgarian voices sing for Boris Christov. The day before, the opera house in Stara Zagora dedicated to the anniversary its show of Don Carlos presented at the National Palace of Culture in Sofia. The Gusla choir, conducted by Valentin Bobevsky, also appeared on stage the Sofia Opera and Ballet. The celebration there included solists Martin Tsonev, Dimitar Stanchev, Svetozar Angelov, Biser Georgiev, Petr Najdenov, Ivailo Djurov, Plamen Bejkov and Alexander Marulev, as well as the choir and orchestra of the Sofia Opera and Ballet, conductor Grigor Palikarov.
Next, the Alarm Song from the opera Boris Godunov by Modest Mussorgsky, singing Boris Christov. The 100th birth anniversary of Boris Christov was celebrated solemnly in his Sofia home, today a museum. This was one of the most exciting events related to the centennial. The hall and the courtyard of the Boris Christov Music Center were packed for the concert titled Boris Christov, the Ambassador of the Bulgarian Song. The Ulangilo Chamber Choir, led by Yosif Girjikov, performed Orthodox chants and some favorite songs of Kirill Sovichanov, the father Boris Christov. Prepared with inspiration and professionalism, the program recounted of some unknown pages from the life of the great singer. Basso Plamen-Bakov, one of the last students of the great Krzysztof, performed the memorable song that Boris Krzysztof himself, as a young chorister at Gusla Choir, sang to impress King Boris III, who later provided the young man with a stipend to study operatic singing in Italy. Like most events marking the centennial, the concert closed with the many years Orthodox chant by Dmitri Bortnianski. You will listen to it in the rendition of the great basso, but first a recording from the Bulgarian National Radio Golden Archives, made in 1977. Boris Krzysztof talked about the difference between a live performance and a recording and about the start of his career in music.
Безспорно е, че има голяма разлика.
Механиката е още в един процес на съвършенство. Колкото и да е стигнал до един добър пункт, никога не може да се свърже с артиста, както предлага, да кажем, един концертен подиум, една концертна сала или един театър. Тази трудност обаче може да бъде преодоляна само от артиста, от неговото чувство.
Beyond doubt, there is a difference between what a Wiener record can offer on the one hand and a concert or operatic hall on the other. It is up to the mastery of the acting singer to take closer the mechanic recording to the live performance. I began my career in music in Bulgaria as a humble chorister. By a happy coincidence, I had the opportunity to tour the world's operatic stages. But both, while still very young and later on after I became famous, I have always strived to promote my name as a singer representing Bulgaria. And I have to tell you that with the years, the responsibility has become greater.
Words of Boris Krzysztof. We end this edition of Time Out for Music with the many years Orthodox chant by Dmitri Bortnianski in his rendition.
Благоденствие, мирное житие, здравие же и спасение. И во всем благое поспешение подашь, Господи, благочестивому и православному болгарскому народу и сохрани его на много
This has been Time Out for Music, featuring the 100th birth anniversary of one of the greatest bassos of all time, Bulgaria-born Boris Krzysztof.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also, you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. soon also available for mobile devices.